Give It a Rest, Ye Merry Gentlemen, an introduction by P.J. O'Rourke. Happy holidays. Let us put aside the multicultural niceties and admit we're talking about Christmas. Hanukkah was instituted by Judas Maccabeus in 165 BC, which is last week by Jewish antiquity standards, and was only recently ginned up to compete with the louder bells and stronger smells of Yuletide. Kwanzaa was invented in 1966 by Ronald Everett, author, political activist, college professor. West African harvest festivals may have served as Kwanzaa's inspiration, but so, one suspects, did Hallmark store cash registers. The Asians have their Lunar New Year around the end of January, really just an excuse to send out Christmas cards late. Each of these merrymaking events is frighteningly overblown in its own right, and I don't mean to belittle any of them, but we all know that Christmas is the real culprit here, the true source of the mania, depression, and clinical hysteria of the holiday season. It's the no-no Noel that puts the XXX in Xmas. That's from the opening essay, that one by P.J. O'Rourke from today's book, The Dreaded Feast, Writers on Enduring the Holidays. And by the holidays, yeah, Thanksgiving actually makes it into this collection, but we're really talking about Christmas. And yes, it's that time of year, new novels, new Christmas novels by Debbie McComber, by Ann Perry, Fern Michaels, Richard Paul Evans, and incredibly this year, fantasy doyen Mercedes Lackey bring the ancient holiday up to date for readers in 2017. And collections bring memories of the past alive once again. I'm always excited, truly, to reread several of them at this time of year, from that Sherlock Holmes classic tale set at Christmastide, The Adventure of the Blue Carbuncle, to Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol. All of them, of course, available at the West Lafayette Public Library. But today I'd like to take the Wayback Machine and visit a collection of holiday essays, poetry, and tales that first saw the light of day a few years ago, some of them a few decades ago. A collection of holiday greetings that speak to the atypical feelings so many folks have at this time of the year, be it Thanksgiving, because there is some Thanksgiving in here, or Christmas time. All of them in stark contrast, some might say a welcome antidote, to the mostly happy holiday novels I mentioned at the beginning of this review. After all, can Debbie McComber and Ann Perry write? Well, maybe Ann Perry, but certainly Debbie McComber is not going to write anything that's too dreadful for the holiday season. So, the dreaded holiday collection opens with a jaundiced look at the holiday by no less than the talented P.J. O'Rourke, from which we heard at the top of this review. The dystopian outlook continues with a searingly nasty experience of the holiday from film writer John Waters, best known perhaps for his satirical films Pink Flamingos, Pecker, Hairspray, and indeed so many more. Reading further, we come upon the holiday essays by Mark Twain, who offers us a letter to a young girl from Santa, from Robert Benchley, who offers the Madonna of Thanksgiving. And Billy Collins, the poet, provides two poems for Thanksgiving. Back to the Christmas holidays, as humorist Dave Barry offers The Clueless, a Survivor's Guide to Christmas Shopping. And George Plimpton, father of one of the book's editors, offers advice for the complete shopper and makes suggestions for what to give folks on our list, if our list happens to include baseball great Reggie Jackson, the inimitable Katharine Hepburn, she likes hats evidently, journalist Ted Koppel, and yes, Donald Trump. And P.J. O'Rourke comes back offering yet another take on the holiday season with an essay he titled, Ceremonies That Have Not Recrucified Because We Never Succeeded in Getting Rid of Them in the First Place, you can imagine. Well, James Thurber, remember him, jumps in from way back in the 1950s to muse about the number and meaning behind all of those Christmas cards we send and we receive. And no less an essayist, indeed novelist, than John Cheever offers an essay that in his quiet and thoughtful way tells a story about the true meaning of Christmas giving, by a group of rundown people in a rundown apartment building somewhere in good old rundown New York City. And then we go way back to 1936, the Wayback Machine working overtime. We read a piece from S.J. Perlman, who reminds us from those many years past that all was not jolly in the midst of the Great Depression years. Perlman goes on to set our scene for his tale at a Santa's workshop that is a real hellhole, ripe with 1930s Marxist grousing. A happy seasonal experience, this book is not. Again, what do all these authors have in common? Well, all of them offer their prose, their poetry, their tales with a definitely jaded attitude towards what we're all told over and over and over is the penultimate, perhaps even the ultimate, holiday of joy and goodwill. And while I didn't find every essay, every poem, actually I liked the poems, every story worthy of my reading time, some of them are just too jaded in their sentiment for me. I did find the collection worth perusing, and think you will too. No, The Dreaded Feast is not one of those books to read cover to cover. It's much better delved into over a week or two as the spirit moves us or overmoves us. And yes, I did find that some of these essays or stories just didn't elicit much wry humor in me, but enough of the text carries its wit through the years, and the idea of having a book that speaks to the alternate side of Christmas cheer is just too nifty, not to mention at this time of year. Let me finish with a little bit from humorist Dave Barry, who writes in a chapter that he has entitled Christmas Shopping or Survival's Guide, something about gifts for women, gifts for men, gifts for children, and here's a bit of the essay from Gifts for Men. Once again, Dave Barry writing. Men are amused, he tells us, by almost any idiot thing. That is why professional ice hockey is so popular. So buying gifts for them is easy, but you should never buy them clothes. Men believe they already have all the clothes they will ever need, and new ones make them nervous. For example, your average man has 84 ties, but he wears at most only 3 of them. He has learned through humiliating trial and error that if he wears any of the other 81 ties, his wife will probably laugh at him. You're not going to wear that with that suit, are you? So he has narrowed it down to 3 safe ties and has gone several years without being laughed at. If you give him a new tie, he will pretend to like it, but deep inside, he will hate you. If you want to give a man something practical, consider tires. More than once, I would have gladly traded all the gifts I got for a new set of tires. The book is called The Dreaded Feast, Writers on Enduring the Holidays. It's an antidote if you've just got too much happy, glorious fun going on this holiday season. Give this one a try and see what you think. The Dreaded Feast, it's available at the West Lafayette Public Library.